Welcome to Creature Wars, the show where zoologists get fighty. This week's theme is UK wildlife. Yes, it's all about local animals for local people. Okay, let's introduce our guests. This week, it's Lucky Number Slevin, Chloe Slevin. Chloe, which animal are you championing today?
Thanks, Catherine. I'm going for the European pine marten.
The European pine marten?
Yep, it's a great one.
It sounds good. Sounds good. Our next guest today is Emma, the Hedgehog Lady Pooley. Emma, I'm probably going to refer you to you as the Hedgehog Lady, unless you look very angry about it. Which creature, I couldn't guess, will you be championing today?
Quite obvious, but the hedgehog, but specifically the Western European hedgehog.
The Western European hedgehog. I like that we're being specific this time. And finally, we have Hannah Van Hesteren. She's Team Bat. If you've got a bat-based problem and nobody else can help, maybe you can call the Bat Team. Hannah, is it going to be bats?
No, not today. I wish I'd chosen bats because I could talk about them forever. I've chosen the common cuckoo.
The common cuckoo. Hated in folklore. Right. The look on your face. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's have a quick run through of the rules. There are three rounds. In each round, the creatures will have to face a scenario and try to survive it. Contestants, if you feel your creature is not up to the task, you can turn over or open out your wild card. You can only do this once in the competition. At the end of each round, your creature will be judged. The judge's rule is final. So no arguing. And on with the first scenario. Your entire habitat has been taken over by feral cats. How are you going to get those lazy entitled fuckers out of your manor?
Can I start?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you start with the pine marten?
The pine marten. So now I'm just thinking my answer might be a little dark. But so the pine marten is a carnivore and related to things such as wolverine, weasel, badger, mink, otter. So to get rid of those cats, I would probably hunt them.
Excellent. So you can eat cats?
In theory, yes. Well, my general diet includes small mammals, birds, insects. Also, I extend into fruits. But I could have a go with the cats.
You could get them while they're kittens.
Exactly. Start, you know, wiping out the population when young, and then it won't be able to continue. So in summary, it's pretty dark answer, but that's what I'm going for.
Kill them. Okay. What are your weapons of choice?
I have extremely sharp teeth. Mm-hmm. I am one of the only mustelids, which is that whole group of weasels, otters, and minks that have retractable claws, much like cats, actually. And I'm very fast and very elusive, so they'll never see me coming.
Excellent. Kill them stealthily. Yes. All right. I'm in favour of that. Cats are very bad for the environment. And they also poo in my garden a lot, and I don't like that. All right. Emma.
The hedgehog usually coexists quite happily with cats, but if the cats are starting to invade, I think a hedgehog would go for stealth mode. Coming out at night as they're nocturnal, I think that they would curl up into the ball that everybody knows them for, and they would use their spines to great effect. So unlike some animals that have spines and quills, their spines do not detach and they cannot be sort of shot out at the creatures. But I have seen footage on YouTube quite recently of a hedgehog rolling towards another hedgehog. So I'm sure I could deploy this if I was a hedgehog trying to rid my area of cats, roll towards it in my spiky ball, and I think we'd get our way.
So I'm imagining the average cat might initially think you were going to be a toy.
Yes.
If you did that.
Yes. So the cat, I think, if it was to go for me as the hedgehog, then it would learn quite quickly that this is not the done thing. And I think the word would get around the other cats quite quickly to stay away from the hedgehogs.
Okay. How big is a hedgehog's habitat normally?
They roam 2 to 3 kilometres every night, so they can cover quite a long way. Oh. And randy males in particular can go double that during breeding season.
Yeah. Cool. All right. And Hannah?
I think I would probably take the route of just trying to like freak them out a little bit. I think cuckoos, they're quite freaky. Yellow eyes, you know, those are quite scary, matches the cat's yellow eyes and take you on. And also they look a lot like falcons or hawks when they're in flight. And again, I think maybe that would be like a toy for a cat, but you know, and also females have a bubbling laugh Which I think just sounds generally like kind of witch-like and a bit scary. So as long as they weren't black cats, maybe I'd just try and just be a bit creepy.
Don't cats eat?
Not big ones.
Those kind of birds.
No, not the big ones. Nope.
Is that a lie?
Nope. Okay, possibly a poorly thought out answer.
Mega inclined to believe that. But okay, all right. It's gonna be the pine marten to win that round. Retractable claws, sharp teeth, stealth hunting. It sounds like the thing that's gonna take them on. Where do they live in the UK?
So it's a little bit debated, actually. So they were largely thought to be extinct in England. But they were found in some areas of Wales and more frequently Scotland. Also, just a note here, they're also very rare in Ireland, which I know we're covering UK animals, yeah. But I also picked these because they're a similar story in Ireland too.
Yeah.
But very rare in general. But hopefully their population is recovering.
Scenario. Chris Packham has become embarrassingly fond of you and is following you around everywhere you go. You prefer the lovely Kate Humble with her beautiful curly hair and inviting smile. It's a classic love triangle. How will you gently discourage Chris whilst attracting the attention and affection of Kate? Who wants to go first on that?
So, I think the cuckoo would do great at this. As we've already discussed, very creepy. I'd use those same tactics again to discourage Chris, although I think he'd probably just be quite intrigued with me.
I think
maybe I overestimate how creepy cuckoos are, but they freak me out. I don't know. But to woo Kate Humble, because cuckoos are obligate brood parasites, which means they don't rear their own young, what they actually do is sort of turn up at the nests of smaller birds, wait for the mother bird to go off and feed, and then sneak into the nest, kick one of the native eggs out of the nest, and then lay their own in it. And then when the mother bird returns, she doesn't realise that it's a different bird, even though cuckoos are quite enormous compared to a lot of their, you know, the birds that they take advantage of. For some reason, the mothers don't realise the eggs actually, female cuckoos can somehow change the pattern of the egg so that it matches their target host's egg.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm sure people do know how that works, but I don't. So anyway, I would use that tactic to sort of get in on Kate. I think if she's got a child or maybe a small animal, what I would do is kick them out and then lay an egg, and she will think instinctively that the new egg is her baby.
She does give off a very maternal feeling.
Yes, so she does.
I could imagine that she would just hatch that egg.
She's very warming in that way. So by the time, you know, I've been lovingly raised into a chick, she'd be just so obsessed and in love with me. She'd think I'm her own, and then we would fall in love.
Ah,
yeah,
that's quite nice. It's there's you know, there's a few incest and paedophilic issues, but other than that, that's a beautiful story.
Bestiality as well, if I could just point that one out.
And infanticide. But apart from that, that's a lovely love story, and you know, all is fair in love and war. So I hear. Chloe?
I'm gonna go back to my semi-retractable claws here. Because I read online that Kate is a big bird fan.
She does like birds.
And pine martens, they like to hang out in hollows in trees. But because of these special claws, we're pretty good at climbing trees. So perhaps I would maybe climb a tree and pose as a rare bird to gain her interest.
Follow her up a tree.
I honestly thought you were saying that you were going to climb Kate Humble.
I could have gone that direction, maybe as a last resort. Just attach onto her. I would probably either pose as a rare bird or, you know, pose as some sort of bird-like creature get her to kind of show an interest and then slowly build a foundation and then, hey, maybe she'd become obsessed with pine martens.
Maybe.
And then just to
you
deter...
Rare.
Very rare. Very special.
Very rare. Very special. Like the shiny Pokemon
cards
to everybody.
And in fact, I would use that to my advantage in deterring Chris. If he was on a hunt to try and find me, pine martens are very elusive, super rare to see one. So I'd just avoid him so he'd never see a pine marten, and then he'd become eventually so fed up with it that he'd just give up and go back to maybe a more easily sighted animal.
He would go back to harassing Gus the Fox again in his shed. All right, Emma.
Okay, so I think I'm actually going to use Chris's affection for me that already exists to my advantage, and I'm going to play on that. Maybe Mrs. Tiggywinkle, everybody knows and loves from Beatrix Potter. She was a lovable little washerwoman with her little bonnet and her pinny and things on. And I think I will somehow recruit Chris to help me win Michaela's affections.
It's not Michaela, it's Kate Humble.
Kate Humble, no!
Poor Kate.
It's giving away my own alliance. Michaela Strachan was my own. I was massive fangirl of her, still am. Okay, Kate Humble, I think... Yeah. I think this would work if my hedgehog self and Chris were to gang up on her. I think we could win her over with a little Mrs. Tiggywinkle outfit.
Are you going to get Chris Packham to sew you a really nice little mop cap? And
I think so. And I think he should also wear a matching outfit because we have to go as like a double act.
Yes. That's amazing. I didn't think anyone was going to beat laying an egg in her house and killing her children. But I think that does work. That's excellent. The hedgehog is the winner in the guise of Little Miss Tiggywinkle. Okay, the next scenario is, because of the changes in farming methods, which started after World War II, your habitat has shrunk significantly. You've decided to move from the heavily farmed fields in London's Greenbelt to a scruffy garden in central London. How will you get there? You know, you tube, train. Southern Rail is very unreliable, I've heard. How are you going to manage it? I feel like Hannah's got the easiest job, probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, logic would say fly. However, yeah. I'm going with longevity here. So I think that what we would do as cuckoos collectively is just continue laying eggs in a long line towards London. You know, we would, you know, say we start in, I can't think of any towns, say we start in Brighton. Maybe we would lay eggs in Brighton, and then the next generation would grow up there, and then they would fly a little bit north, and then lay some eggs in a town north
Lewis.
Of Brighton. Lewis, thank you. Lay some eggs there and just continue the cycle until we reach London and thrive.
I like a long-term strategy that Emma, who's on sound, the other Emma, is saying, aren't cuckoos super good navigators?
Yeah, but, you know, anyone could fly. Maybe not everyone. Birds can fly.
Okay.
Think outside the box, kids.
Emma, the hedgehog lady.
I think I'm going to have to betray my species here and go for the wild card, because I'm not actually sure how they would do that. So my wild card is the London fox. Well, that kind of answers the question. It's already living in London.
It's stranded in the whole counties.
I have seen foxes use the tube, so I would picture the fox getting on a lovely little train, and it would probably get carriage all to itself because it would freak everybody out on the way as well.
So it could get on perhaps in Epping.
Yes.
Zone 6.
Exactly. And then just travel all the way through to central London and a nice little scrubby garden there.
How's it going to navigate the escalators?
I reckon foxes aren't given their due. I reckon they're a lot cleverer than we think they are. If considered they're related to dogs, and dogs are very smart, I reckon a fox could work out an escalator or find one that's got step-free access.
Yeah. Do you think foxes are clever enough to read the sign and it's look for the little disabled sign into the lift?
I reckon so. They're slowly taking over most of our cities, so perhaps they're already reading and we just don't realise it. They're keeping it under wraps.
There's a fox near my house that shits on my doorstep really quite frequently. Like, it's hard to love foxes and campaign against fox hunting when they do that, but I try. All right, Pine Martin, how are you going to get there? You are It's not going to be a good habitat for you, I don't think.
It isn't. And actually, humans are the largest threat to pine martens. So we're kind of in a bit of a tricky scenario because we're going towards more humans, but wanting to get there for the purpose of this quest. Perhaps we would just slink there, you know, in the nighttime, nocturnally.
In stealth mode.
Stealth mode. I think we would sneak there. Because, again, I feel like all my answers have been a bit repetitive on the whole. Pine martens are so elusive, pretty rare. You wouldn't even know we're there until...
You might have already done it.
Well, who knows? And then I've also seen that they can, you know, kind of make a nice home for themselves in buildings. So I guess we would sustain ourselves there.
You can live inside a building.
Yeah, like make a nice den, you know.
Do you go in the shed?
Yeah. Oh, someone was telling me that they made some, a group of pine martens made a nice home for themselves in someone's attic. So I guess rare, but also could be in your attic.
Okay. You could adapt. So could you start eating out of bins, do you think?
Yes.
Follow the example of the fox?
Yes, I will. Personally, I think that could be an option.
The fox will see you off, though. We'd win every time in a fight.
Sure. Okay, fair. So maybe we just go more for like birds, or maybe we would eat rats and mice, small mammals.
Yeah.
Or maybe some local berries, of which I'm not sure where we would find those.
Sushi bar.
So I'm going to go with the kind of slinking there.
Okay. It's hard to choose with those. I think... It's sort of tempting to say the slinking there.
Is it just that word that got just, you?
Yeah, but yeah, okay, I'm going to go with that, despite the fact that the other two are probably more likely to make it. So Chloe's the winner of the round. Does that mean everyone's won one round?
No.
The cuckoo won no rounds.
The poor cuckoo.
Sad times. Yeah. Who won two rounds?
Chloe
is the winner. Congratulations.
Thanks, Catherine. The pine martens are delighted.
Okay. Emma wants to hear what your wild cards are. So we've had the London fox. Mm-hmm. Would they have been better for any of your scenarios?
Mine is the cockroach. So, yes.
Yeah. You would just win any scenario
I know.
With cockroach, wouldn't
They're
you?
They're so resilient, but also everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, probably, again, would probably have the whole carriage to themselves on the train.
Often go unnoticed as well.
Yeah, I could, again, slink in. Yeah, the cockroach could have been a great option as well.
The cockroach could have been great.
I had Ladybird, so again, I probably could have flown into London. But, you know, I'm sure there are other dazzling displays they could have made on the way there. Because, you know, it's not about just getting from A to B, guys. You've got to do it in style by laying numerous eggs.
Yeah, it's not the destination. It's the journey.
It's the egg laying.
The numerous sexual encounters on the way.
That is my point. That's my key point here.
Okay, let's have a little look at what the tiebreaker question was. Tiebreaker question. So we didn't need it, but we'll see what it was and see how you would have gone. Scenario. The good news is... your population numbers are at a record high. The bad news is that the Tories have decided to let posh people hunt you. How will you defend yourself against them? And I'm going to say that the Tories are not letting posh people go on horses. I think they just have to pretend to be on horses by going... That should give you a fair chance. It's not fair if they're on horses and they've got dogs. It just has to be just posh people in suits going along pretending to be on horses. Perhaps it's somebody behind them with coconuts making a horse trotting noise. Who thinks they would win that scenario in a tiebreak situation?
I think if I'm allowed to be the ladybird,
yeah,
I might win, because ladybirds are really small, so you're going to have a good aim to shoot a ladybird out of the sky with a shotgun.
Yeah.
What I think I could do instead, because as you all know, ladybirds have these lovely shiny red coats, is pretend like I'm, you know, elaborate jewels and things and decorate myself on their elaborate coat horses and hats.
If they were wearing traditional hunting gear,
which they
could camouflage themselves.
Yeah, exactly, which they are in this scenario.
Yeah.
You know, I just sit on their shoulders and be like, "Mahaha, look at them trying to shoot me out of the sky," and I'm not there at all.
Anyone else think they could have a crack at this one?
I don't think the hedgehog would fare very well in this. They're very fast. Oh, they can go up to sort of 6 kilometres, but sort of short bursts. They wouldn't sustain that over a long period. So I think unless the posh people had had quite a few drinks before they came out, then a hedgehog might stand a chance. But I doubt that, unfortunately.
Yeah. You could maybe like slip a fiver to the barman.
Yeah, I could try a bit of bribery. Shots. Yeah, the hedgehogs are totally on board with bribery.
Yeah.
How often do you think people go out on hunts but prepare with a few rounds of tequilas?
Must be 85% of the time.
It must be most of the time, yeah. Surely. Or at least a few pints and you could slip something in their drink.
Yeah, like, you know, those really cheap, like, apple sours. Like,
yeah.
I was picturing more like port, but okay.
Oh, yeah, port.
Well, you never know with posh people. Sometimes maybe they do, like, want a few tequila slammers.
Yeah.
Cheapest Aldi's tequila. Could be. Do you think you would manage? You might be able to fight them off with your retractable claws.
I think the claws could come into play here, but I also think I'm kind of happy we didn't go to a tiebreaker because pine martens are massively hunted by humans for their fur. So I think we would definitely lose this one because that's just what happens. Maybe if I went with a cockroach, we could,
disgust them.
Yes, I like that. Creep them out. Invade their bedrooms. I think that's the worst if you see a cockroach in your bedroom.
Just get as many of yourselves as possible.
Yeah,
and as a tribe,
them.
Just go straight up to them and climb up their bodies.
Or try and carry them away like those ants that can lift 12 times their body weight.
I would transport them to an area of which I wasn't.
And I think that's the end of Creature Wars. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Catherine. Bye.